Chapter 14. 5G and the Future of Humanity. What a piece of work is man? In Hamlet's famous soliloquy, Shakespeare poses questions about the nature of the human being. One of history's greatest initiates and thinkers, Shakespeare describes the human being as the crowning achievement of creation, free and unlimited in potential. Humankind is noble, created in the image of the Godhead itself, yet subject to all the foibles, temptations, and errors with which we are all well acquainted. The question for this chapter, having previously explored the watery nature of life itself, is what or who is this human being? The corollary to the question, one that is rarely asked, is why we should even care whether human beings will survive this current pandemic or whether we are about to go extinct, as have so many fellow animal species. In some ways, if we can't begin to answer this simple but profound question, then what difference does it make whether or not there are pathogenic viruses creating contagions? To answer this question, what is a human being, is actually the key to bringing the COVID phenomenon to a successful resolution. It is the key to the challenge of building a world we all know is possible, but may be too afraid to pursue or even demand. When one tries to pinpoint the unique characteristics of human beings, many answers come forward. Some will say that this is a stupid or unanswerable question. Others might suggest that human beings are apes without hair, the only upright animal, or the animal with the largest brain. The scientist might point to our unique genetic makeup, the only living being with this particular set of 46 chromosomes. A religious person might say that human beings are created in the image of God and as such are given dominion over the earth. The technologist might deny anything particularly special about human beings and point out our many design flaws, which he believes could be improved or upgraded by merging human beings with computers, creating a kind of download for our minds. Unfortunately for them, fortunately for human beings, the technocrats have been unable to locate the human mind. These various descriptions all have certain elements of truth in them. Well, maybe not the downloaded mind theory, but they all miss one simple and clear distinction, one that is unarguable and scientifically irrefutable. It is the one that holds the key to understanding COVID. The difference between the human being and all the rest of the animals is simple. The human being is the ONLU living being that can bear children at every single time of the year. All other animals go into heat, and become fertile only at specific times of the year, usually so they give birth in the spring. Wild animals go into heat once a year and domestic animals, dogs, pigs, cows, etc., typically twice a year, and a few cats and rabbits several times per year. But human beings, at least at this point in our evolution, are able to conceive at any time of the year. People on Earth are conceived every single day of the year and people are born every single day of the year. No animal can do this. What is the significance of this obvious fact? As we have discussed in Chapter 7, all matter is simply the congruence of wide and varied forces, or energies, which make up our entire universe, received or collected through the universal receptor we call water. The recognition of these universal energies or forces was the basis of all traditional wisdom and healing systems until the current materialistic medical model came to the fore, and under which we all now labor. Traditional healers recognized the influence of the stars and planets. For example, they characterized chamomile as a Venus plant, stinging nettles as a Mars plant, and dandelion as a Jupiter plant. Now that we understand the electromagnetic nature of the universe, these characterizations begin to make sense. This foundational understanding was the basis of most human knowledge until it was lost in recent times. Although this way of looking at the world is key to our development as individuals, it needs to be rediscovered because the deployment of 5G technology threatens the foundation of existence, and we can understand why this is so only if we recapture the ancient way of thinking about life. Unlike animals, the human being is not conceived or born under the influence of any specific cosmic energy field. Instead, each human being is conceived and born at a unique time and place, therefore under the influence of a unique cosmic field. This is the physiological basis of our freedom and individuality. This is what makes the human being the crown of creation. This is the basis for the claim that the human being is created in the image of God, God being a concept embracing the energetic field of the entire universe. Each individual human being is a unique component in this field, and humanity as a whole is the sum of the entire field and therefore the image or the reflection of God. This is the essential message of all major philosophical and religious traditions from the past. These cosmic fields in the form of electromagnetic forces radiate toward the Earth from all parts of the cosmos and are collected in the ionosphere or electromagnetic shield of the Earth. In a way similar to how we obtain nourishment from our food, these electromagnetic forces are processed by this protective skin of the Earth, the ionosphere. When we take in food, the food is processed by the bacteria, fungi, viruses, and other microbes in our gut. Their waste then becomes the nourishing food we absorb to give us life. Similarly, the cosmic forces are worked on in our ionosphere to emerge as the life-giving electromagnetic fields that nourish the Earth and all life, including human life. That is how it has always worked and how it should work, and it would except for the introduction of the technology we call 5G. Without getting too deep into the engineering of 5G technology, the important thing about 5G is that the pulsed millimeter waves, this new spectrum, that will run our phones and computers faster, need to be organized by placing hundreds of thousands of satellites right into the ionosphere of the Earth. These hundreds of thousands of satellites will emit their own electromagnetic frequencies that essentially beam these new, man-made signals down to the millions of receivers placed in our neighborhoods, stadiums, schools, nursing homes, hospitals, parks, farms, lakes, forests, oceans, and everywhere else on Earth. The intention is to blanket the Earth with these man-made electromagnetic fields. We know that these millimeter waves interfere with the availability of oxygen in the atmosphere and hence will also interfere with the ability of the mitochondria, bacteria, in our tissues to convert oxygen into energy. This is the main feature of 5G, exacerbated by aluminum poisoning, glyphosate poisoning, general air pollution, and all the many other toxins in our modern world, all contributing to the symptoms of COVID. But none of this can match the consequences of putting hundreds of thousands of satellites into the ionosphere of the Earth. If this is allowed to happen, not only will all life on Earth be subject to the constant toxic effect of these harmful millimeter waves, as if that isn't bad enough, but the direct consequence of this folly is that the cosmic waves that come to us from the furthest reaches of our cosmos will no longer be allowed to maintain their integrity in their journey to the Earth. Life will be cut off from the cosmos, elk will no longer be elk, squirrels will have lost the energetic source that makes them squirrels, and human beings will no longer be formed as free individuals with their own unique destinies. Life will become formed under the influence of computer code written by the self-styled new masters of our universe. And all this so we can have faster download speeds for our cell phones. Humanity is at a crossroads, and although we can present mitigation strategies that transform the energy fields that constitute 5G technology, see Appendix B, we should be clear. COVID is the first wave of disease created by the introduction of this new technology. It is only the tip of the iceberg. Officials warn us that more waves are coming. They know. They are replacing the wisdom of God with the folly of man. It's time for humanity to wake up, grow up, and to find the courage to stop this menace.